Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
It's 5:58 here in the world famous K-Rock. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean. The boys are on vacation, but Monday morning, the whole cast and crew of the Kevin and Bean Show will be back for a brand new show, so make sure you listen then. In the meanwhile, keep tuning in. Listen to the best of Kevin and Bean, and of course, I'll bring you brand new entertainment news here in the Showbiz Beat. I'm in the studio along with Psycho Mike.
Yo!
Good morning, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're just saying that?
No, I am, really.
Good.
Nervous. I got a big weekend.
Do you?
Yeah. Eagles this weekend.
This is a huge game for you guys.
They go down 0-3. I think
against the
in the history of the NFL, only like five teams have gone 0-3 at the beginning of the season and gotten into the playoffs. So.
Against the surprisingly successful Detroit Lions.
Their offense is pretty strong, yeah. So I'm already nervous. But I'll try to make it through at least the rest of the day so I can bring you the entertainment news. Speaking of which, In Touch magazine is claiming that Jennifer Lopez is 12 weeks pregnant and may even be expecting twins. That Mark Anthony, he's got some powerful sperm.
He's Hispanic.
The 38-year-old actress and singer had her first ultrasound on September 12th, according to the magazine. Mark Anthony already has three kids, but it'll be the first for J-Lo. The couple was supposed to start a concert tour together November the 3rd, but this may change everything if she has a couple buns in the oven.
Can you imagine how huge her ass is going
to
be?
Oh, maybe her boobs will swell to the size of her butt and she'll get perspective.
Ooh.
That'd be pretty strong. Speaking of hot chicks who get naked, Jennifer Hudgens apparently is broken up with her boyfriend, Zac Efron. Bean must be so excited. Now, there's nothing in the way between he and Zac to have their sickening love affair now.
Ugh.
Apparently, some more photos have surfaced of Vanessa. Did you hear about this?
No.
Some cell phone camera photos of her nude once again that apparently she sent to another boyfriend or prospective boyfriend.
Boobs.
And, in fact, Zach recently saw Vanessa making out with an older dude at a party, according to the London Sun newspaper. And so he's done. He's fed up with her. She sounds like she's quite the little minx, doesn't she?
I like
she?
That.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Vanessa says that although she was embarrassed by the photographs, being able to show a new sexy side is empowering, according to the London Sun, and that she would totally pose for a sexy magazine, but not Playboy. So something along the lines of a FHM or Maxim or something like that. So we have that to look forward to. However, speaking of Playboy, Psycho Mike, I know you will be thrilled to hear, as I was, that on the cover of this December's Playboy magazine...
Yes?
Kim Kardashian...
Oh! Glendale!
Sources tell Us Weekly that although she doesn't strip down to show it all, she does show her butt and one of her boobs.
Very nice. Very nice.
12 pages of a Playboy layout will be in this December's issue. So we got that to look forward to like Christmas. Now I know what to get Psycho Mike for Christmas.
Very hot bod that chick has.
She's a stunner.
But she is ultimate sound down.
Yeah.
Do not talk, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, like she and the rest of her ilk.
Mm.
Not much going on there. OJ Simpson.
Guilty.
Yeah. But we'll find that out in October. Meanwhile, as he was flying back home to Miami, Florida from Vegas...
Yes.
Of course, everyone on the plane was watching what Juice was doing.
Of course.
And they said he was reading a crime novel on the flight.
If I did it.
Yeah. And also watching the movie Ocean's 13, which is a movie about a heist in Vegas. How embarrassing and stupid of O.J. Simpson. Could have watched anything, but he popped in the Ocean's 13. So
he just, I think he really enjoys putting salt on the wound and rubbing stuff in people's faces. He loves it.
I think he's mentally ill. I'd like to announce I'm leaving show business. Not that I'm really in it very much, but what little I am in it,
we hardly knew ye, Ralph.
I'm leaving. I'm fed up. Remember this dude? This Britney Spears apologist dude?
Leave Britney alone, please.
Chris Crocker.
Oh, yeah.
Internet sensation. Who, of course, his hit, his video, begging us to leave Britney alone, received more than 8 million hits on YouTube.
Oh!
Well, he's just been signed to star in his own reality show.
No.
How do you like it now?
No.
It'll be the Chris Crocker Experience, says Rasha Drakovich, co-founder of 44 Blue Productions.
It's top-notch gay.
According to Variety Magazine, we consider him a rebel character that people will find interesting. He's going to be a TV star. Variety reports that the Crocker Show will be a docu-soap centered on a gay 19-year-old living in a small Tennessee town with his grandmother.
Oh.
Yep. It's the end of the world as we know it when that dude gets his own TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like
he gets a TV show.
He's like a deflated Chris Angel. I mean,
don't be a sucker. Today's celebrity birthdays. Wow, if you were born today on Friday, September the 21st, you have just a buttload of celebrities sharing your birthday. Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
Legendary TV actor, of course, was J.R. Ewing on Dallas. He's 76 years old today. Bill Murray.
Wow.
One of our favorite funny actors, 57 years old today. Nancy Travis. Very pretty and talented actress. Remember her in So I Married an Axe Murderer? You ever see that with Mike Myers?
Yeah.
She's very adorable. 46 years old today. Cheryl Hines, who plays Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm, is 42. Faith Hill.
No.
Belle Belle. She is 40. If you see her singing, she's been singing the opening for, I guess it's Sunday Night Football, I guess, over there on NBC. Oh, man, she looks great.
That makes you almost like country music, right?
Oh, not that. doesn't look that good. Luke Wilson is 36 years old today. Put the knife down, Luke. David Silveira, drummer for Korn, is 35. Liam Gallagher from Oasis is 35.
Nicole, happy guy.
He's a joy to be around. Nicole Richie is 26. Maggie Grace, who played Shannon on Lost, is 24. But the best birthday of all, the reason we celebrate the day, Alfonso Ribeiro,
yeah.
Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He's 36 years old today. We're big Carlton fans.
I'm a big Alfonso Ribeiro fan. Let's not forget his work on Silver Spoons.
Of course, where our love affair first began.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Alfonso. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm off the Showbiz Beat.
It's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance.
It's the Kevin Bean Show. KROQFM. Pasadena. Los Angeles. LANOC's only new rock. The world famous. Famous. K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our breakfast with My Chemical Romance. Welcome to Dan. You're in the highway. Morning. Morning, guys. Howdy, good morning.
Welcome.
You can all stand up, please. You can get pretty close. You can get a little closer than that. Put your hands together. Los Angeles, we are My Chemical Romance.
One, two, three, four. Just like the hearse, you tied again and again. From you. Just like the mansion surrounded with generation. The lives were left before you. And what you were lost, every day, from every heart.
I don't know that I've ever seen a mosh pit at this hour of the morning. I really don't. That was unbelievable. Guys, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for coming.
So Gerard, we tell all of these people just before you come in, that white line, if you cross it, we will kill you. Right? And then you took out the first four rows within 30 seconds of playing. I like that.
You don't really need to use that white line.
Oh, that's good advice. Well, we're here at a super secret location with the band My Chemical Romance, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world famous K-Rock. If you're just joining us, you're four dates in now, I guess, for Project Revolution. How's it feel so far?
It feels amazing. Like, I think it's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've kind of been supporting, and that's really exciting, and it's just like a big, fun tour with lots of bands and all of our friends. So.
When they asked you to join the tour, you, of course, were headlining everywhere.
Yeah.
What appealed to you about it?
I think because it's something we never did before, and we have a lot of respect for Linkin Park. They're an awesome band, and something new, you know, and they were like, and we have all your friends coming, so you got to say yes.
Okay. We did a breakfast show just like this with Linkin Park earlier this month, and
oh,
we
cool.
talked to them about putting Project Revolution together, and they said we had a wish list of the bands that we wanted to go out, and we never had to go to Plan B. Everyone we asked to come out with, it was like the perfect show in their mind.
Yeah.
So that's good times.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I don't know. Like, usually it takes you a while to warm up on a tour, but like 4 days in, and it's already... It's like riding a bicycle, you know? So.
You knew when you recorded this album, this Welcome to the Black Parade album. I remember we had you guys in the day it came out back in October, and you said, guys, we're going to be on the road with this thing for a long, long time.
Yeah, we weren't lying.
You weren't lying. Is it living up to your expectations of taking this record out on the road and getting it in front of people?
Completely. What do you guys think, right? Yeah, completely. Like... You know, one of the most amazing things that happened when doing Black Parade is like we would get off a plane and be in a country we've never been before and see how we've affected a whole culture there. And that's an amazing feeling. And then just get to play to thousands of people all over the world and, you know, bring them something a little different.
Is the traveling part of it getting harder? Because it seems like it is for everyone else. And you guys do nothing but travel.
That's the work. You know, it's never the shows. The shows is like... That's the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you get to play every night, so that makes the 8-hour drive or the 12-hour flight or the 24-hour flight worth it, you know what I mean?
What's a 70-year-old guy working the security at an airport in Budapest think when you guys walk up, looking like you're looking?
I wonder how many drugs these guys got.
Yeah!
We actually just landed in Germany on the last tour. It was our first place we stopped, and they just searched me up and down. The guy's like, you do drugs? I'm like, what does that even kind of mean? Like,
you know, do I have any on me? No.
You know?
Leave me alone.
No.
Well, the band My Chemical Romance is here, a super secret location with a very small but enthusiastic group of fans. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll go out into the audience and start asking for some of your questions for the band, because how often do you get a chance to talk to your favorite singers, right? That's what the Breakfast Series is all about. And we'll continue right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
K-Rock, it's Kevin and Beans.
Breakfast. You mean like a big breakfast machine?
With My Chemical Romance.
This is the Kevin and Beans Show on 106.7 KROQ. Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. All right. Who's having the best time they've ever had in their life, baby? What's it like to write those words in your room or wherever you're writing them, and then to see...
parents' basement?
Your parents' basement, maybe that's the case. And then, like on a morning like this morning, you've got a dozen people in the front row who are 3 feet from you screaming the words back to you in your face. What's that like?
That's one of the best parts. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. So, yeah, there's not a lot of things you could use to, as a metaphor to describe that. It's just something that feels amazing inside. So.
And when you go to foreign countries, they sing back to you in
same
English.
Words.
Same words.
It's amazing.
Do they know what they mean?
I think so.
Okay. Lightning is in the audience in the super secret location. By the way, one of the smallest Breakfast With shows we've ever done. A very exclusive audience here this morning. Probably less than 100 people or so. And Lightning, you got one of them. Who's with you?
We've got Andrew from Burbank.
Andrew. Hey, guys. I'm in a band that's heavily influenced by your guys' music.
Awesome.
So I wanted to know if you guys have any advice for up-and-coming bands.
Totally. We have, we have this thing we always talk about, and it's really simple. You play the music that you want to hear because you made it so you could hear it yourself. You get in a van. You never go home. And you do it because you love it. You stay honest, you stay sincere, never do it for the money, and you're going to be happy for the rest of your life. So.
Look at that. You make it sound so simple.
It is.
The simpler version is play from the heart and never be full of shit.
Basically.
What happens? What happens to the 99% of the bands that try to make it and don't? Are they violating one of those basic principles?
No,
they're doing it for the wrong reason?
Or? I don't know, man. You got? I don't know.
No, I mean the ones that try to do it like you've described and still don't make it.
I think they all make it in some way. Like bands that simply get in a van and tour forever. Like, there's lots of stories about bands that have been around for sometimes, like a band like Pulp in England's been around 17 years right. before they got big, and they just kept doing it.
No Doubt is another perfect example.
Doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Kept doing it till it worked.
Yep. I read several interviews that you were a big fan of Bruce Dickinson.
I was. I mean, still am. Still am. Yeah.
What was that like for you, looking at him and saying, I want to do that?
I'm going to have to do a lot of push-ups. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing. Like, yeah. He flies all over the stage still. And he's like, he's in his 50s, I think, right?
Is that what captured your attention as to want to be a lead singer?
When I was a kid, me and Mikey used to listen to Live After Death all the time, which is like one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. And
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, Iron Maiden. It starts off with a Winston Churchill speech, and then they launch right into Aces High, which is about World War II, and it's phenomenal. And, you know, that was one of the first, I guess, audio experiences that made me want to be in a band, and then visual came later, but... Yeah,
Your parents probably weren't crazy about the Iron Maiden records in the house. Most parents aren't.
Well, they were. Remember the PMRC?
No kidding.
They weren't a part of that, but thank God. But when I was a kid, that was huge. PMRC right. was giant.
For folks who don't know, yeah. that was the movement that led to records being labeled for obscenity and explicit language and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They didn't say you couldn't make them. They just said you had to label them. That's what it was.
So
you could write Tipper Gore.
Yeah. So then, she was the head one. And
right.
Yeah. My parents kind of watched TV and like bought into that a little bit. And so they made it a little hard for me to get stuff like Slayer records. But they were pretty cool with Iron Maiden. So.
Think about your family. I read that, your grandmother inspired your creativity in a way that no one else in your family kind of was able to do. How did she do that?
Because she herself was such an amazing artist. She was a sculptor, a painter. She could play the piano. She could sing. She was an amazing woman. And she kind of saw that I had an interest in that kind of thing and just not forced me, but just kind of fostered that creativity.
Just gave you encouragement?
Yeah. She made me do it. And she's the one that made me play Peter Pan in the play. So.
We have her to thank for that.
That's the first applause for Peter Pan in maybe 40 years. I mean, really, that's quite a moment. All right, one more question, and then we'll hear another live song from the band My Chemical Romance. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Lightning is in the crowd. With whom?
We've got Paul from Placentia. I understand you have a comic book coming out soon. I was wondering if you could tell us about it.
You know, it's really actually very hard to describe in a sentence. I guess it's a closet space alien adopts 7 extraordinary maladjusted children, raises them really bad, and then dies of a heart attack. So it's a lot of fun, you know. It's been an amazing experience.
When does it come out?
September 19th.
You started out as an intern at
DC Comics.
DC Comics, right?
I did.
You were just copying?
I was a photocopy boy. Yeah.
Nice. And you just read everything and learned to love it while you were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really helpful to, you know, every kind of art you do is really relative, you know. And it was really helpful to photocopy all this stuff and see the stuff up close.
Right.
And it helped me become a better visual artist. So.
How long was it until you started thinking, I want to write my own?
We always try to, like, start bands and stuff. We never really had a band, but it was right after 9/11, just as the story is, you know. That was the moment where I kind of turned my back on wanting to do art, and, like, you know, we started the band together.
All right, let me ask before we hear another song here, guys, from the other guys in the band. You have to tell Gerard that the comic book's good, but what do you really think? He's not here. He's not listening. What do you guys really think?
It's good.
All right. Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. MCR, everybody stand up. Here's another live number for you on K-Rock. Yeah!
Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
It's 6:52 in the world-famous K-Rock. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean. The boys are on vacation this week. However, on Monday morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa, and myself will all be back for a brand new Kevin and Bean show. Something to look forward to. Not that the best of isn't great, because it, by definition, is the best of.
It's the premium.
It's probably better, a better show today than you'll hear on Monday, because we can't guarantee you all best of stuff on Monday. We try, but it doesn't work out that way.
But you never know what's going to happen on a live show.
That's true.
Wacky
it's
antics
crazy.
Could break out at any time.
Oh, it's nutty. So tune in on Monday, won't you? In the meantime, I'm bringing you brand new showbiz news with the Showbiz Beat. Psycho Mike, I think you can back me up here. I'm a big fan of the Cougars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Smoking hot older women.
Yeah,
any day I take that over a younger woman.
They do it for me, and I think television is starting to catch on. I want to give a little heads up to any of our female listeners out there who happen to be 35 years old or older and are smoking hot. There's a new TV show. It's going to be on the TV Land Network called She's Got the Look, and it is a one of those model searches, like America's Next Top Model, that kind of deal, but it's all for women 35 years old and older. So if you're a smoking hot chick and you're 35 or older, there's an audition. Thursday, September the 27th. That's next Thursday. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Got to get up early, ladies. So get your beauty rest. Slather on that makeup to cover up whatever wrinkles you may, you know.
The massive crow's feet.
You may get in the early part of the day.
Frown lines.
Head down to the E-Bell Club, which is at 743 South Lucerne Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. And they're going to take 20 undiscovered models, age 35 and older. They're going to put them in a house, make them live together. It's a reality show. And then the winner will receive a lucrative modeling contract with Wilhelmina Models Incorporated. So I'm interested in seeing that.
Should send Lightning down there.
We should.
He'd kill himself.
You're too old to be pretty.
You make me sick.
Old women are not attractive.
Send Kevin down, too.
Yeah.
He hates older women, too, for some reason. Yeah, but I think it's an interesting concept.
Definitely.
Because I remember when they had that, what the hell was that show? Age of Love?
Age of Love.
What was it called? The Kittens versus the Cougars?
Yeah.
I was all about the Cougars.
They stacked the deck, though, on that one. The chicks that were, you know, the older women were scorching hot.
Yeah. The Kittens.
I mean, they were pretty, don't get me wrong, but they really, they stacked the deck.
Yeah. You know, I love me the comic book movies. Great news coming out of Warner Brothers. They found a director, George Miller, to head the big screen adaptation of the DC Comics classic Justice League of America.
Nice.
This guy last directed Happy Feet, the animated movie, which made $379 million worldwide for Warner Brothers.
Jackpot.
It's not too shabby. The casting is still yet to be announced. Who will play the superheroes in what is arguably the most famous superhero team of all? But according to Warner Brothers, they are going to include Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, and Green Lantern. Now, according to sources close to the project, Christian Bale, star of the revived Batman film franchise for Warner Brothers, has said he is not interested in playing Batman in the Justice League movie. Oh. And Brandon Routh, who played Superman in Bryan Singer's Superman Returns, also will probably not appear in the movie. So they might be casting brand new Batman and Superman for these movies. Psycho Mike, it's time to put on your tights, man.
I've long said that if I was taller, I'm a short man. If I was taller, I could be a good Superman because I have the curl and the black hair.
You've got
and the
dark
look,
hair, right? Yeah,
and the muscles.
Sure,
but
you're
5'10" doesn't cut it for Superman.
Well, it depends on who else they cast around you, man.
True.
They put a cast of midgets next to you. You'd look huge.
Hervé Villechaize.
Exactly.
And Gary Coleman.
Sad showbiz news today. You know this. This 19-year-old kid, Chris Crocker. Familiar with this guy?
I mean this kid.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. His internet sensation video of him crying and begging us not to make fun of Britney Spears any longer. Well, it received 8 million hits on YouTube. And that was enough for 44 Blue Productions to give Chris his own television show.
Oh.
He's just signed a deal to star in a reality show, according to Daily Variety. It's pretty much going to be the Chris Crocker experience, says Rasha Drakovich, co-founder of 44 Blue. We consider him a rebel character that people will find interesting. He's going to be a TV star.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
What does this guy have after that? He's out. How are you going to fill a whole TV series with this dude?
Makeup tips.
They claim it's going to be a docu-soap. Great. We're coining new catchphrases. Centering on the gay 19-year-old who lives in a small Tennessee town with his grandmother. That just sounds sad. On every level.
Sounds like it opens itself up for a lot of depression.
Sounds like he's going to be berated by rednecks. And he lives with his grandmother and he's lonely and lives in his basement. He makes videos.
Guy's spitting chew spit on him.
That's just sad. On every possible level. Lindsay Lohan may head overseas after her rehab time is done. The Us Weekly magazine says she's planning to study in Europe after leaving the Cirque Lodge, the rehab facility where she's currently entered. This comes from her mom, Dina Lohan. Mom also says that Lindsay's already got another movie lined up. People are eager to work with her. And she's entertaining writing a book about her recovery. So other people can learn from her mistakes. Lindsay Lohan writing a book.
I'd read that book 100% if there was no ghostwriter, if there was no one to help her.
Yeah, just her.
I would definitely read that
written
book.
Written in crayon.
Yeah.
I would pick it up. Quentin Tarantino is ready to unleash his inner freak to us. The British tabloid The Daily Telegraph says that Quentin is talking about making a cool sex movie.
Nice.
It takes place in Stockholm, Sweden. The storyline would follow some American friends visiting their Swedish buddies. And kinkiness ensues. The director says the sexual content of the film would reveal what turns him on. I don't know if I want to know that, quite frankly. That was a little creepy. And congratulations to our pal Jimmy Kimmel. It's just been announced he will once again host the American Music Awards for the fourth year in a row.
He's a homo.
No, he is not. He's our pal Jimmy. He says, my intent is to break Glenn Campbell's all-time record of 5 and his hip. So... good luck, Jimmy, on both of those goals. Snoop Dogg was in court yesterday and pled guilty in a plea bargain deal on those weapon charges that stem from his arrest at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California.
What'd he do, nephew?
Cops found him carrying a collapsible baton in his carry-on. They frown on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got 3 years probation yesterday. That was the deal. Deal also included 160 hours of community service, 10 grand donation to an Orange County charity, which helps troubled kids, and more than $1,000 in fines and court fees. He could have gotten 3 years in jail on charges. Instead, he's heading to Washington, where he'll be filming a romantic comedy called The Golden Door. I think I rented that. The Golden Door.
It sounds horribly dirty.
I think an actress named Nikki Jones was in it or something. Speaking of porn, next week, here's a reason to tune in. Monday. We're going to have some porn stars in the studio.
Who?
I don't know. A bunch of porn stars. Okay. But they're talking about this new film that they've done called Not the Bradys.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in The Office.
Yeah, which is basically the Brady Bunch all having sex with each other because they're not related because, you know, the three kids are from different marriages. So technically, you could do whatever you want. They're not really your brothers and sisters. So it's all kinds of freaky. If you ever had freaky Brady sex fantasies, then this is the movie for you. We'll
Which
be
I
talking
think
to the creators and stars of Not the Brady's XXX.
Everybody has had that. You know, you've been watching Brady too long, you look, you're like, what if Greg just...
You see Greg and Marcia, when, especially when we got his own room up in the attic, you know, and they were sitting on the bed there, and they're like, damn. He's got those bead curtains, you know, he had to walk through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that could hide some nastiness.
What if when Peter was selling that shampoo, and it wasn't just the head on your hair?
Oh, stop.
The hair on your head, you know what
Why
I'm saying?
Why do you have to make everything bad?
I don't know.
Today's celebrity birthdays, there's a boatload of them, as Lightning would say. It's Friday, September the 21st is the birthday of Maggie Grace, who played Shannon on Lost. Yeah, how hot is she? 24 years old today. Bunch of hotties, actually. Faith Hill, country singer, she's 40 years old today. Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm is 42. Nancy Travis, from So I Married an Axe Murderer and other motion pictures, very hot chick, she's 46. Bill Murray. Very, very funny, talented actor is 57 years old today. Larry Hagman played J.R. on Dallas, legendary TV series. He's 76. And some musicians as well. David Silveira, drummer for Korn, is 35. Liam Gallagher, Laughing Liam, they call him. He's such a joy to be around.
Happy guy.
From Oasis, he's 35. Luke Wilson, troubled actor, is 36 years old today. And Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, of course, and also his stunning work on Silver Spoons opposite Rick Schroeder. He's 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That song ended, right? That's over?
It did, yeah. Get another Bloody Mary. It's a 6:45. Kevin live in Las Vegas. Hey, don't forget Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to join us in the new TMZ television show that debuts on the TV tonight. We'll talk to him coming up. First, though, one of the interviews that we conducted for you over the weekend in Las Vegas there for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards is with a young man you may know by the name 50 Cent.
Look at that watch.
Thanks, man.
That is nice. That is awesome.
Nice piece, man.
Is it all diamonds?
Yes.
Can I have it?
It's the Bentley edition. Brightly.
Can I have it?
No, you can't.
Dude, you're not going to miss it.
Yeah, well.
You got the new CD coming out, you know? You're going to start touring again, I imagine?
I'll be busy, yep. Well, actually, October, I'll start a film project.
That's the De Niro Pacino we heard about, right?
Righteous Kills, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Donnie Wahlberg.
John How cool Madonna. Is that?
It's going to be hot.
How did you get involved in that? Because that looks like it's going to be an amazing project.
I actually had another film project that I committed to working with Robert De Niro in called Microwave Park that didn't actually materialize. So, yeah, made the relationship then.
Look, 50, I know you like 50. I know that about you. But don't you wake up in the morning and go, I'm in a goddamn movie with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. How did that happen?
I mean, it's exciting, man. All the different opportunities opening up for me, and I'm taking advantage of them. I challenge myself creatively. Being a part of film projects is a different thing. Hip-hop is so competitive that it doesn't allow you to show any vulnerability on any level. And you keep portions of your actual character, you know, out of your music.
You should get like a clothing line and... Oh, wait, you already do all that.
That's the clothing line.
Of all the stuff you have, the one that I'm sure people ask you the most about, and we're just fascinated with, is how does 50 Cent get into vitamin water? How did that ever happen?
Vitamin water, actually, I came across a product in a gym in Los Angeles at the time because it wasn't distributed everywhere at that point. It was so early that I did the research. I found out it was a private-owned company based in Queens. And to give some of their employees incentive, they gave them stock options. So when I actually, you know, explored seeing the possibilities of doing business with them, I had the opportunity to buy some of the stock.
And that's been hugely successful, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Huge. If I drink that while I have your physique, is that all it takes? Just the vitamin water?
Well, I mean, you got to eat the right foods, too.
You know, one of the things that I don't speed here in Las Vegas is the are those dog tags?
Yeah, it's my dog tag.
I'm telling you that is so hot right now. There's so many people wearing the dog tags.
Yeah, but theirs ain't got like the... Mine's is different. So you got my son's name, Marcus Jackson, his date of birth, 10/13/96. And my mom's birthday, Sabrina Jackson.
Dude, if you get caught by the enemy and you know, name, rank, and serial number.
Yeah, you should be able to find my dog tags.
Now, of course, you're in town this weekend like we are for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards, but there's something else kind of big in your life this week. Tuesday's the day you've been waiting for a long time.
Oh,
yes. Your fans have been, too. Tell us about September 11th.
This is my third album. I feel like this is my third born, my third child. It's going to grow as human, you know? So it'll start off on the 11th, and then it'll just get bigger and bigger.
Some artists can throw it together. Some artists takes, you know, we talked to Linkin Park. It took them over a year to do the CD. What's it
like?
Well,
sometimes, I guess creatively, it's where they're at collectively as a group.
Yeah.
It may be a little easier for me to put my CD together because it's just my idea. It's not someone else's. Drawing me in a different direction.
Right.
Collectively, they all got to be in the same space in order to create music like that.
And you work with Dre, you work with Eminem.
Yeah.
Who else?
Dre, M. On this album, I work with Justin Timberlake and Timberland.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Robin Thicke, Mary J. Blige, Akon, Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls.
Does anyone ever say no when 50 Cent calls him and says, be on my record?
No. You know, I think that comes from me not actually calling a lot, though. You know, because I isolated myself just to working with G-Unit members on my first two projects. We sold over 21 million copies. So when you call after that, it's kind of a good idea for them to work with me.
21 million copies, but every day it seems like the sales of CDs is going down because of the internet and the downloading and all
technology we experience. And I mean, I think it's not a reflection of the interest you're generating with the music. It's just we have to gauge on something else at this point.
Well, you're asking people to buy your vitamin water. They got no money left to buy your albums.
Yeah, well, I mean, they need to buy vitamin water so they're healthy, and then they need to listen to the CD for pleasure.
Now, do you have a having said that, do you have a number in mind that you're expecting, or a number that'll make you happy on Tuesday?
I think 700,000 is a million records.
I'm not sure I understand the math.
I think now.
Oh, I see.
Like a million records 2 years ago would be 700,000 right now.
Sure.
So when I came out 2 years ago and I sold 1.140 in the first week, I feel like 700, high sixes to 700.
Yeah, in 2007, that's a tremendous number.
Yeah.
That's almost High School Musical math right there,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
That's big stuff right there.
Big, man.
Ever watched High School Musical?
Nah, I don't.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
All right. I didn't want to bring it up because I know it's been everywhere and it's the Rolling Stone cover story this week. But this quote-unquote feud with you and Kanye feels like you guys went into a room and said, come on, seriously, let's start dissing each other. And the next thing you know, we'll both sell a lot of records.
Well, Kanye hasn't said anything.
Because you're friends, right?
Hasn't shown any discomfort to the success I've been having. So it's not actually, it's competition because hip-hop is so competitive that we're going to compete for the number one spot. But other than that, I don't see any competition. But I do, the Rolling Stones, you know what they did? Afterwards, I thought it was unfair that they actually tried to rate the records.
Oh, you mean like they gave their opinion of whose was better and all that?
Yeah. Before we actually have the sales come out. I mean, and it's just...
You want the public to decide.
Right. Like, it did an impressional publication at that point for them to say something that was, you know, about the records, that either or, whether it was positive or negative on whatever level, I don't think that's fair.
But you're cool with Kanye. This really, it's a friendly, respectful rivalry. This isn't like some of the stuff in the past with you and Ja Rule or Cameron.
Different.
I mean, those were
different.
Real.
That's real stuff.
Yeah.
This is just, he just put his CD on the same date. You don't shoot someone because they put the CD on the same date. We're still cool. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
now, the what whole, if he tried to get you to wear one of those sweaters, though?
Then we have problems. You know what I mean?
Now, the whole I'm going to quit putting out solo records, is that just a joke?
Well, you know, I know what to say to get the public going.
Yeah.
You know, but I got another album that I'm already 80% complete
with.
Yeah, it's Before I Self-Destruct. It's the next album, which is my fourth album requirement, and the fifth album is a greatest hit CD, and I'll totally be fulfilling my Shady Aftermath and the Scope requirement.
All right, wait, let's just go back for a second. You're putting out a new CD on Tuesday.
Yes.
And you have 80% of another new CD.
Because I've been writing to a total different concept. Like, when I was writing Curtis, I was trying to create something that was, like I said, it was human. I was trying to take human emotions and making it the overall concept of the album, so I wanted something that captured joy. So I created three records that had laughter in them, and the better one of those three records was Straight to the Bank, so I put that out first.
Right.
And then Amusement Park was a record that I felt like captured. From a male perspective, it's difficult for you to write and be sexual and not be obscene or vulgar on any level, so I feel like that's necessary for me to continue to do that.
I also read that you went back to your childhood home.
Yeah, to my grandmother.
Yeah.
To stay there.
To write.
I mean, she got a new house because I moved in a new place, but the house that I grew up in, I went there because I just found myself in a funky space when I can write from any perspective. I can read a book and write a song based on the information that I just read.
Right.
You know, but that material doesn't mean very much to me.
Yeah, personal experience is what you...
I try to base it off of something that I've experienced or something that I deal with on a higher level than that.
What do you, when you go back to grandma's house in the neighborhood, and I'm sure you still have a lot of friends back in New York and everything, you know, they all want to be where you are. Do you help them? Do you talk to them and tell them how they can get out like you did?
They can't be helped.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, these people is conditioned for certain things and they need to be in that space.
But how'd you make it so big? How'd you come from the same place a lot of those people come from and be one of the biggest entertainers in the world?
I mean, the Lord's blessings. I guess, I mean, just... It just was in my cards. The cards I was dealt was for me to go in this direction. A lot of them, they're not conditioned for anything else. So even if you brought them into this situation, they would only be able to find their value in an altercation. They wouldn't absorb the new information going on around them. That would make them valuable in this space.
I'm learning an important lesson today, Kevin. This is something.
When you go back to Queens, do you have a lot of people coming up to you and saying, you have to listen to this? You have to listen to this. Hey, listen to this.
Not just Queens. Wherever I'm walking, CD, music, the artists come to me right away. Yo, here, I want to do this. Just check it out.
And what percentage of that stuff is really crappy? Like 90%?
A lot of it is that. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's because they're not using their own creative space, their own judgment. They watch what's working for the moment and make their version of that.
Right, kind of like a copy of.
Yeah, and
right.
Then it sounds like, doesn't sound good because they're not being themselves on the actual records. Like for me, the real significance in my music career is me not having to compromise myself on any level.
Right.
You know, so.
We were talking just before you came about how much we hate the clean versions of songs.
Yeah, you. You know, I can't stand it. You know, because a lot of times, like, they'll say I'm excessive on some levels with some of the terminologies I use because they're aggressive.
Right.
And I say that these are the actual phrases and terminologies that they actually use in the environment.
Right.
So if you're trying to create a picture or admit it feels like something that's actually the mood of what was going on at that time period, I got to use those. It's almost like saying, okay, paint me a picture of the American flag. Just don't use red.
Right.
It's tough for you to create that picture. So it's like for me, I'm like, wow. So don't say this and don't say that. When these things have to be muted out or cleaned up
right.
for radio. So that shows you that. That should be an indication to the public that every record that you make could be cleaned up to the point to be presented to the public the way they want it to.
Right.
But it would change what it is.
Tuesday is when the new CD comes out. It's called Curtis. Is that, obviously everybody knows that's your real name, but is that title significant in any way because of this record?
Yeah, I mean, it's my third album. A lot of people don't know my grandfather's Curtis Sr. His firstborn is Curtis Jackson Jr. And I'm Curtis III. My mom named me after my grandfather, so it's a perfect title for my third album.
It's just you saying, here I am.
Yeah.
And what's your next 3 to 6 months going to be like? Are you going to tour heavy?
Oh, it's going to be hectic. Yeah, because month of October, I'm on a movie set. In November, December, I tour internationally. January, February, and March, I'll be back touring domestically through the United States. And following that, there'll be new releases.
Sounds like it's good to be 50 Cent.
Pretty good.
You sure you won't reconsider about giving Kevin your watch?
No, I want Kevin to go ahead and get his watch, his own watch.
You like your own.
Yeah, I like this one.
All right, last question then, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but I gotta. Can we join the G Unit? I mean, is there any way
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Are you guys Jewish?
I don't know. No. Does it help?
No, but it's the Jew Unit.
Oh, that's close. Yeah. We're not the G Unit. We're the G Unit.
I was trying to make sure you didn't fall into a different classification.
So by doing,
definitely could be down.
So by doing this interview, we're not honorary members of the G Unit.
Well, you could be jumped in.
Rather not, thanks.
And right now, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Good morning, Ralph. 7:50. Good morning, Kevin. It's 7:59 here in the world famous K-Rock, Los Angeles, Pasadena, 106.7 K-Rock.
Thanks.
Kevin and Bean are on. Thank you so much. Kevin and Bean are on vacation all week. You're listening to the best of Monday morning. However, tune in for a brand new K&B show with all the gang back together again, just the way we love to be. But in the meanwhile, I'm bringing you the Showbiz Beat with all the latest and greatest showbiz news. Speaking of greatest showbiz news, this coming out of a courtroom yesterday. You know, these divorce custody battles get ugly.
Yeah. Real ugly.
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards have one going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Federline, of course, and Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one I hadn't heard about, but the details coming out on this one are spectacular. Apparently, there was a hearing on Thursday in how to determine how to divide the assets in the divorce of Nikki Sixx and Donna Jericho. And Nikki Sixx, bassist for Motley Crue, we just had him in the station not too long
ago. Very nice guy.
Testified that he believed his former model actress wife previously worked as a prostitute and a stripper.
Really?
I heard she was doing high-end call girl work, Nikki said. I was freaking out. Your head starts to spin. We have a child together. Apparently, he heard this from a madam in Las Vegas who said that Nikki was turning tricks.
Donna, you mean?
I'm sorry, yes, that Donna was turning tricks. To which I ask, who's the pimp? How do I get a little of this? Love Donna Jericho. Remember her on Baywatch?
Yes.
Forget about it.
My right hand remembers it very well.
Nikki says he was also stunned to find out that Donna worked her early years as a stripper in Texas and Las Vegas before she became an actress. All this was shock to him. I was hurt. I was in shock. I said, wait a minute, she didn't tell me that. So, ugly details coming out. And when it comes down to money.
I assume she was an Ivy League girl. Yeah. This girl that I met on Baywatch that was in Playboy.
Baywatch cast member. But if she's hooking, you know, he doesn't say here in the article. In fact, they make a point of it of saying they don't know whether he's saying that she did prostitute work before her career began as an actress and a model or afterwards. But
either way, if she's hooking, then hook it up.
Word.
Yeah.
You know this Chris Crocker?
Oh, yeah.
This internet sensation. Guy's got this tear-filled video begging us to stop our mockery of Britney Spears.
Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more. Leave her alone.
Just when you were hoping his 15 minutes are up and he's going to go away and get back with our lives. Daily Variety announces today that a company called 44 Blue Productions has just signed Chris Crocker to his own reality TV show. It's going to be pretty much the Chris Crocker experience, said co-founder of 44 Blue Production. We consider him a rebel character that people will find interesting. He's going to be a TV star. Variety says that the show will be a docu-soap centering on the gay 19-year-old who lives in a small Tennessee town with his grandmother. That sounds depressing, like Gilbert Grape depressing to me.
Right?
Just like that level of just, oh, I don't want to see that life.
Wedge between Gilbert Grape and Schindler's List.
I don't want to see that life documented in front of me at all. I want to pretend that doesn't exist. I mentioned the ugly custody battle between Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen. People Magazine says that Denise has announced she no longer wants her children, Sam and Lola, to spend the night alone with Charlie because she believes her ex has, and these are her words, significant personal issues.
This is a mess.
Never one to back down, Charlie shot back, saying that she believes she owns their children. And he said, a day of legal reckoning for her is fast approaching.
Yeah.
A day of reckoning. This guy could come down and smote her in the courthouse. Oh, dear Lord. Well, here's some good news. I like to bring you some good showbiz news once in a while.
Do it.
Playboy has announced on the cover of this December's Playboy magazine, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
How do you like me now?
Yeah.
Sources tell Us Weekly magazine that she doesn't strip all the way down for the shoot, but apparently she does reveal her bootay and one of her boobs.
Brow down. Glendale's my town.
Uh-huh.
Brow down. I love System of a Down.
That they're going to need a wide-angle lens for that rear.
She's got
a badunkadunk.
She does, but it's magical somehow.
Yeah.
Works for her.
No, it's good big.
Yeah.
Not bad big. Not wide.
Shelf butt.
Full.
Yeah. 12 pages of Playboy fun with featuring Kim. A 12-page layout. I'm gonna renew my subscription just to make sure I don't miss it.
Will you be laminating pages?
I will be laminating. You can count on that. And more nude celebrity news. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has an ad featuring a butt-naked Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Comcast Cable has pulled the online ad already in several markets because people are complaining.
Because it looks absolutely nothing like Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah. And nobody wants to see her naked anymore. Maybe back in the Clueless days, but not right now. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Larry Hagman, the actor who played J.R. in the legendary Dallas TV series for all those years. He's 76 years old today. He was also in Nip Tuck recently.
Hey!
No, it's a series about plastic surgery.
Ah.
Over there in the FX, he played a guy who wanted his some work done on his genitals. You know that clip that Bean plays sometimes?
My balls are no longer proportionate to my wang.
Yeah, that's our man Larry Hagman.
Thank you, Mr. Hagman.
Bill Murray, actor,
genius.
Legend, genius, 57 years old today. Nancy Travis, who starred in So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers, as well as other films. She's 46. Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm is 42. Faith Hill, country singer and smoking hot babe, is 40. Luke Wilson, brother of the troubled Owen Wilson. He's got his hands full these days in that family. He's 36. David Silveira, drummer for Korn, is 35. Liam Gallagher from Oasis is 35 as well. Nicole Richie turns 26. And Maggie Grace.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her as Shannon from Lost. She's 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies.
No matter where he turns.
There's just no escaping his destiny.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people, it's Friday. As you know, that means we take a look at the new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. There's a whole bunch, about eight or so. But we've only got a limited amount of time, so let's take a look at three or four of the bigger ones, shall we? Starting with Good Luck Chuck, which should be called Good Luck Dane Cook. Because that's the only way to explain how his career has lasted so long, with no discernible comic talent whatsoever. He continues to be in big motion picture after big motion picture, and this time he's cast opposite the lovely and talented Jessica Alba.
Oh.
I'm torn by this movie, because you got Dane Cook on one hand, but on the other hand you have Jessica Alba, and from as far as I can tell, it appears as if she gets undressed down to her panties quite often in this film, and that's a good thing. Maybe this might be a wait for cabler for me.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to a scene from Good Luck Chuck, shall we? Here's where Jessica Alba and Dane Cook are talking on the phone, having a conversation while in the tub.
Oh, boy. I want to, but with the...
Then I think we should take our phone relationship to the next level.
Oh, yeah. That feels good.
I like that. Do you like that?
Like what?
That's my phone sex voice. Come on, Charlie, work with me here.
Jessica Alba having phone sex.
I think I'm in.
Yeah, I may have to be too. The premise of Good Luck Chuck is there's a guy who, every time he has sex with a girl, breaks up with her. The next guy she dates, she meets, she falls in love with, gets engaged to, and gets married to. So all these women find out about this guy, so they all want to sleep with him.
Just to
break up with him so they can meet the man of their dreams after the fact. And so Chuck is afraid if he sleeps with Jessica Alba, this girl he really likes, they'll break up and she'll go meet the man of her dreams afterwards.
So he's holding back?
Exactly. Exactly, Psycho Mike. He's fighting his urges to have sex with Jessica Alba. You see?
All right.
You see his problem there? Moving on. Into the Wild also opens today. This looks awesome. Yeah. Emile Hirsch stars as 22-year-old Christopher McCandles. And this is based on the true story, a book that was a bestseller for a long time, about a young man who graduates from college and walks out on his privileged life and starts to go into the wild, hence the title, in search of adventure. And his journey takes him everywhere from the wheat fields of South Dakota down the Colorado River, and eventually to the wilds of Alaska. And along the way, he meets several colorful characters. The movie also stars Marcia Gay Harden, William Hurt, Hal Holbrook, Catherine Keener. Just looks awesome. And if that wasn't enough, the pedigree is improved upon by the fact that it is written and directed by Mr. Sean Penn.
Nice.
No slouch. Here's a scene from Into the Wild where Alex is explaining, this is the lead character, Emile Hirsch, why he doesn't need any money.
He decided to burn all of his money. And why did you do that?
I don't need money. It makes people cautious.
Come on, Alex. Got to be a little cautious. I mean, that book of yours is cool and everything, but you can't depend entirely on leaves and berries.
I don't know if you want to depend on much more than that.
He's living the good life, man. Out there, sleeping under the stars, living off the land.
He's living the baller life of, like, 4,000 BC.
Exactly. Never in a million years would I do this, but I would go to see the movie because it looks pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Also opening this weekend, wow, looks like the Western's back in a big way. We had, of course, 310 to Yuma the past couple of weeks, and now The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Brad Pitt stars as one of the most notorious Western outlaws of all time, Jesse James. You get to see him
build bikes out of crazy stuff.
No,
and
Psycho
like a tank that shoots.
No, this is the original
cops.
This is the original Jesse James.
Long Beach with
he was a an outlaw, a thief in the Wild West.
What?
Didn't turn Cadillacs into hearses or anything. Brad Pitt plays the charismatic outlaw, and we get to see his personal and public life, leading up to, of course, his greatest challenge. The assassination, the threat of his life from one of his trusted friends, which is a great story and a great cast. You got Casey Affleck in it besides Brad Pitt, Sam Shepard, Mary Louise Parker, and Sam Rockwell, one of my favorites.
Nice.
Here's a scene where Robert Ford, played by Casey Affleck, is trying to persuade his brother Charlie to turn on their friend Jesse James.
They gave me 10 days.
For what?
For arresting him.
You and me, huh?
It's gonna happen one way or another, Charlie. It's gonna happen. So it might as well be us who get rich on it.
Bob, he's our friend.
He murdered Ed Miller. And he's gonna murder Little and Cummins if the chance ever comes. I mean, it seems to me Jesse's riding from man to man, saying goodbye to the gang. So your friendship could put you into the pansies.
I grinded fine in my mind, Bob. I can't go any further than that right now.
You'll come around.
Ah, love the way the Westerns talk.
I agree.
Good stuff. And lastly, Resident Evil Extinction opens today. Of all the video game-based action movies, I think this has been the most successful in both financially and execution. Resident Evil, of course, stars Mila Jovovich as Alice, who is busy trying to bring down the Umbrella Corporation, the evil corporation responsible for her, and also for the T-virus that is turning the world into a human race full of the undead. Ali Larder joins the fight this time, as does Mike Epps. Here's a scene featuring Ali Larder where a band of survivors who have not yet been overcome by the virus have decided their best bet is to hightail it to Alaska. A lot of Alaska in this week's movie, yeah. By the way. But they need to find some gasoline first, and the only place they can think of is to get it is to the now deserted town of Las Vegas.
All right, if we're going to make this trip, we're going to need to resupply.
Yep.
These are our options. The nearest safest bet is right there.
Mm-hmm. No, it's empty. I tried that.
We could try this.
Vegas. It's the only place we're sure to find gasoline and supplies.
Well, there's a reason for that. Vegas is too damn dangerous.
We've drained every small town dry over the last 6 months. We have to hit a big city. She's right.
Mila Jovovich, really one of the best female action stars out there. Always entertaining to watch, and these movies are always a bunch of fun. I love me some zombie horror films. So if you're like me, you're going to check that out this weekend, and I'm also going to make some room for Into the Wild. That looks pretty terrific with Emil Hirsch. And then Jesse James, too.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of good options.
It's a good weekend.
A lot of good options this weekend. So enjoy your weekend at the movies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
And perform live. Details on the way. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Not only will Fall Boy come to your house, but they'll dance.
Oh!
It is 9:01 on the world famous K-Rock, Pasadena, Los Angeles, 106.7 KROQ-FM. It is the best of Kevin and Bean. The boys are on vacation this week, but we'll all be back Monday morning with a brand new Kevin and Bean show, including that grand prize will be given away. Have Fall Out Boy come to your house. Very exciting. Stock up on the eyeliner.
And don't leave your camera lying around without, you know, keeping your eye on Pete. Take pictures of his wiener.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Speaking of internet pictures, apparently more nude photos of Vanessa Hudgens available on the internet. By the way, people email me stuff all the time. All kinds of things.
All kinds.
For instance, I don't need to know anymore that Jon Stewart is doing a Iraq Me Dave Petraeus bit on the Daily Show. Got that one. Appreciate it. But what I haven't received yet is the new Vanessa Hudgens nude photos. So if you happen to know where those are, help a buddy out.
The one time you actually want something.
Exactly. Pass it along. Anyway, we've seen the one photo that, of course, broke on the internet causing the big uproar. Now apparently more photos, this time shot on a cell phone, according to tabloids, making their way to the internet. And this may have caused a breakup between Vanessa Hudgens and her boyfriend Zac Efron. Which, of course, will make Bean very happy. This way, nothing is standing in the way between him and his sweet Zach, as he calls him.
Sweet.
Apparently, the two broke up over the private photos being released. And also, allegedly, according to the London Sun tabloid, Zac Efron caught Vanessa making out with some older dude at a party in Hollywood as well. Now, Vanessa seems to be rebounding quite nicely from this scandal. She told the British tabloid that she found being able to show her sexy side empowering now that these photos are out, and that she would totally pose for a sexy magazine. Not Playboy, she says, but
Perfect 10.
One of the other men's magazines.
Not Swank.
Perfect 10. Swank.
Cherry.
We. Do you even make We anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That was my porn of choice back in the day. Speaking of Playboy magazine, Us Weekly magazine says that Kim Kardashian will be on the cover of Playboy this December. I'm very excited. I think she's an attractive young lady.
She is.
And this is the best way to see her, too. No audio whatsoever, just the visuals.
I agree.
It's going to be a 12-page layout for Playboy. Us Weekly says she doesn't strip all the way down, but according to sources, she does reveal her booty and one of the girls. I wonder how you choose if you're Kim Kardashian and you're going to take one of your boobs out and let people take pictures of it. You pick the right one or the left one.
Everybody has their good sides.
It's true. You know?
It's so funny. It's a 12-page layout, 9 of them her ass.
Ha! The entire centerfold just folds out and out and out and out and out, and it's all her butt. Jennifer Lopez is 12 weeks pregnant, if you believe the gossip.
What?
In Touch magazine says the 38-year-old actress is 12 months pregnant. Excuse me, 12 weeks pregnant. Did I say 12 months pregnant?
That's a huge kid.
She's having an elephant. It's a long gestation period for a human. But,
what?
She may even be expecting twins, according to the story. The magazine claims she had her first ultrasound on September the 12th. Mark Anthony already has 3 kids, but it'll be the first one for J-Lo. The couple was supposed to start a concert tour together on November 3rd. However, that may be pushed back now, considering the fact that she may be pregnant. No confirmation yet from her camp, so we'll have to wait and see. Lindsay Lohan may be heading overseas after her time in rehab is done. Us Weekly talked to Dina Lohan, Lindsay's mom, and Dina said she would like to study in Europe after leaving the Cirque Lodge, where she's currently rehabbing. What is she going to study in Europe? Unless it's Amsterdam.
Vodkas, yeah.
Yeah. She also says that Lindsay has another movie lined up, so she's got some work to look forward to. And she's entertaining an offer to write a book about her recovery.
Oh, please.
Here's an idea. Recover first, then worry about writing a book about it. Girl hasn't put a drink down in 6 months. Snoop Dogg got 3 years probation yesterday after pleading guilty in a plea bargain deal on weapons charges that stemmed from his arrest at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California last year. Cops found a collapsible police baton in his carry-on luggage.
Well, what'd it do, nephew?
Yeah, they frown on that, Snoop, when you carry a big club aboard an airplane. The deal is 3 years probation, 160 hours of community service, a 10 grand donation to an Orange County charity which helps troubled kids, and more than $1,000 in fines.
All things considered, it's not that bad.
No, he could have got 3 years in the joint. So all things considered, that's a pretty good deal. We're one step closer to seeing the Justice League of America up on the big screen.
Nice.
The DC Comics classic comic book has been talked about some time now that they were going to put that into a movie to create a new tentpole franchise for Warner Brothers Pictures. Apparently they've got a script that they're so pleased with, by husband and wife team Kieran and Michelle Maroney, that they are pushing this into the fast lane to get it produced. They've got a director on board. His name is George Miller, probably best known for directing the smash hit for Warner Brothers, Happy Feet, about the dancing penguins. I don't know how that really qualifies him to do a superhero movie, but they were talking about one time doing it as an animated motion picture, but now it's going to be live action, according to sources close to Warner Brothers. So far, it seems that Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, and Green Lantern are all being considered as characters for the film. However, several sources close to the project said that Christian Bale, who of course stars as Batman in the revived Batman film franchise, and Brandon Routh, star of Bryan Singer's Superman Returns, would probably not appear in the movie, so they may be looking for new actors to play those roles.
Rodney Bingenheimer.
As Batman?
All right, Joker. Causing crime, I have to stop him to the Batmobile. Godhead.
And tragic showbiz news today. Chris Crocker. That name may not be familiar to you, but he is the internet star whose tear-filled video beseeching the public to leave Britney alone.
Leave her alone!
Has received more than 8 million hits on YouTube. And so, a production company has signed him to star in his own reality TV show. The Chris Crocker Experience.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Oh, God. We consider him a rebel character that people will find interesting, says the co-founder of 44 Blue Productions, the production company that signed Chris to the deal. He's going to be a TV star. Can I get the over-under on that? Can I get some action on that statement? Apparently, Variety says that it's going to be a docu-soap. centering on the gay 19-year-old who lives in a small Tennessee town with his grandmother.
Oh.
Oh. It's one thing to be young and gay in Tennessee, which has got to be tough enough, and then you just live with your old grandmother. You know, she probably smells of mothballs and makes you rub her feet.
He's got his pink room with his frilly covers on his bed that he makes YouTube videos on, covered in Britney Spears cutouts.
Rough times. And you know, I'd like to give you the heads up when you get your chance to be on television, if you're so inclined. Well, if you are a woman over 35 years of age and you are smoking hot, or you know a cougar who you think is sexy as hell, there's a new TV series called She's Got the Look that is going to be a model search for aspiring models 35 years old or older, looking for older models to compete in this reality television show competition. It'll premiere in the spring of 2008. 20 lucky, aspiring, undiscovered models 35 years or older will be chosen, and then one lucky winner will receive a lucrative modeling contract with Wilhelmina Models Incorporated. The show's going to air on TV Land. You can go to TVLand.com for more details, but the audition here in Los Angeles is going to be Thursday, the 27th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., only a couple hours. I guess they're not expecting a big turnout of smoking hot 35-year-olds.
Or they're expecting such a big one that they need to limit it.
Aha! I didn't think about that. The Ebel Club is the location, 743 South Lucerne Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90005. You can check it out. Today's celebrity birthdays. Author Stephen King turned 60 years old today. Boy, that dude's made some money, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Larry Hagman from the Dallas TV show turned 76. Bill Murray, one of our favorite actors, is 57. Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm is 42. Faith Hill, country singer. Man, she's hot. She's 40 years old today. Luke Wilson, one of the acting Wilson brothers, is 36. David Silveira from Korn. He's their drummer. He's 35. Liam Gallagher from Oasis is also 35. Nicole Richie turns 26. And Maggie Grace.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shannon from Lost is 24 years old today. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.